We learned Likutei Moran Tanina Torah Tzadik Beis. Rabbi Nizal discusses the Tikkun LaMikra Laila, and Rabbi Nizal discusses the Tikkun HaKloli. In this year, we're going to elaborate a little bit about this, and we're going to read a paragraph from Sichei Saran, where Rabbi Nosson Zal discusses how he received this information from Rabbi Nizal because of the fact that a lot of the intricacies and details that were involved in this information being given over could be very, very helpful for a person who wants to be attached to Rabbi Nizal and for a person who wants to get specific insights as to Rabbi Nosson Zal's attachment with Rabbi Nizal. This is in Sichei Saran, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph Kuf Mem Aleph. Rabbi Nosson Zal writes, Da, Ochi, you should know, my brother, Ki betchilo omar hu zal ha-toyra ha-matcheles tikun le-mikro layla kenitvas b'sefer rishon b'simen reish hei. That first, Rabbi Nizal taught us the chapter in the first half of Likutei Moran, Torah Reish Hei, which is also related to this subject, where there also Rabbi Nizal discusses these 10 chapters. U'bitchila be'eis shehischa legaloisa, and in the beginning, when Rabbi Nizal started revealing this secret, lo yihayisi lefonavoz, I was not privileged to be by Rabbi Nizal at that time. Ach Hashem yisporach zikani, but Hashem gave me the zechus afterwards, ubosi etzlo yisomech ma'oid loisei ho'eis she'ischa legaloisa, and I was zeichet to come to Rabbi Nizal shortly after Rabbi Nizal started to reveal this secret, v'siper li echod b'shmoy ha'toyra anal kafima she'shama mipiv ha'kodosh, and one of Rabbi Nizal's talmidim told over to me the shir where Rabbi Nizal had discussed this topic of the 10 chapters. And at that time, ba'isa shor sheshemati mipi acher b'shmoy ha'toranal, b'soich kach sivev Hashem yisborach, shedibarti imoy mizeh, v'chozar v'omer lefonai b'kitzer, kenitvas kvar b'simen reish hei'anal. And right at that time, when this person had told me over the shir, a short while later, Rabbi Nizal himself reviewed with me this subject, and he gave me this information. U'ba'isa eis shegila ha'toiru, lo giloz eizek ha'pitlech loymer. And at the time that Rabbi Nizal revealed this chapter, this Torah Reish Hei, he didn't discuss any specific chapters on Likutei Moran. Rak Omar Stam Loimar Asara Kapitlech Dilim L'Tikun Anal. Rabbi Nizal simply said that a Jew should say 10 chapters of Tehillim in order to correct this pigam. B'shamati mipiv ha-kodesh oz, she'omar she'hoyoroi legalois eizehem asor ha-kapitlech tilim she'tzrichen loymar, ach eizehem asor ha-kapitlech tilim she'emro heim tikin lozeh. Rabbi Nizal had said at that time that it would be good to tell over what the exact 10 kapitlech are, but the fact is that any 10 kapitlech that a person says are good for this item. Ki kol asor ha-kapitlech tilim eizehem, because any 10 chapters of Tehillim correspond to these 10 types of Negina, which are supposed to be able to correct this item. And at the time that Rabbi Nizal was discussing this chapter on Likutei Moran, Omar Betchila, he said first, Shetikin Horishoin Hu HaMikveh, that the first part one, step one of correcting this pigam of Chil Labris, and specifically this item of Mikra, the first thing is going to the mikveh. Shetzrichen litvoil b'mikveh, that the person must toivel in the mikveh. V'omar bozeh haloshin, Rabbi Nizal use this wording, doserishte is mikveh. First thing is mikveh. V'acharkach gila ha-tikun anal, lo'imra asor kapitel tilam kanal. And then afterwards, Rabbi Nizal revealed this item of saying these 10 chapters. Period. Gam pamachar omar shetzrichen li zoher ma'oid litvoil ba'oisei hayoim sheyiyot on bilti toir. At a different opportunity, Rabbi Nizal made a statement that on a day that a person chas v'shalom has this type of item occur to them, the person has to be very, very careful to make sure to go to mikveh that day. And even if for some reason the person doesn't have a chance to toivel in the morning, which is the right time, the regular time, even to go late afternoon to make sure to get it in on that day. Because the person has to be very, very careful to make sure to toivel in the mikvah on that day. Achar kach, now Rav Nosson Zal adds, and if you look at the end of the Sipurim Maaseis, you'll see that Rav Nosson Zal used the wording over there that the person should toivel immediately. In other words, 1 minute earlier is better when it comes to this item. Achar kach, achar shovru koroiv la'arbo shonim, afterwards, close to 4 years later, after Rav Nosson Zal first opened up this discussion, and to be able to tell over everything that happened during those 4 years, if I wrote tens of thousands of pages, Rav Nosson Zal says, it wouldn't be enough to tell over everything that took place at that time. Rav Nosson had already gotten sick, Rachmona Litzlan, with that illness that he died from. Ukvar chozar mi Lemberg, he had already returned from the city of Lemberg, where he had gone to see doctors at that time. Pam echod b'choyrev shochav al mitosev, anachnu amad b'lefonov, v'hischel adaber minyan ho'asor kapitel tilim shem tikn al nal. Rav Nosson was laying in bed on a winter day, and in other words, it was late at night, and Rav Nosson was already preparing to go to sleep, and Rav Nosson began to discuss this subject. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, it was at this time that Rav Nosson Zal told me to write down the psukim in these chapters of Tehillim that are marumas for this subject. V'yashavti lichtoiv, and I sat down to write, u'mipiv yikore elai v'gila li psukim. And Rav Nosson recited to me the psukim, and I wrote down word for word exactly as Rav Nosson said it over the different psukim that are quoted here that are related to this subject. And then Rav Nosson revealed that Rav Nosson felt he wanted now to reveal which 10 kapitlach of Tehillim it is that are most mesugal for this. V'hoyinu oimdim u'metzapim shi'igal alonu, and we were standing by Rav Nosson at the time, hoping that Rav Nosson would tell us exactly which 10 kapitlach it was, v'loy zochinu miyad, and we were not zeicha, we weren't privileged that Rav Nosson should tell us at that time. Afterwards, nosano meitoi, we left Rav Nosson Zal, and then there was another time that I was zeicha to be by Rav Nosson Zal on a Shabbos, and Hashem worked it out that I was zeicha to see with my eyes Rav Nosson Zal's handwriting, where Rav Nosson Zal had written down on a piece of paper for himself the 10 kapitlach of Tehillim that a person is supposed to say. But it was disrespectful for me to take, it would have been disrespectful for me to take that piece of paper without Rav Nosson Zal's permission, to take it and hold it to myself. And I wanted to memorize them, I tried memorizing which 10 kapitlach it was, but I couldn't. Why? Machmas emas Rebbe, because of the fear that I had for my Rebbe, pen yakbid, that maybe he'll get angry, maybe I'm not supposed to do this, maybe he wouldn't want me to look at this and know what items it is, and chas v'sholem, he'll get angry as a result. So because of that, Rav Nosson Zal writes that he couldn't memorize the 10 kapitlach. Ki bosi l'chedroi, because I had come into his room, u'motzosi k'sav yad hanal, and I had found this piece of paper on which Rav Nosson Zal had written, v'stakalti boi b'loi reshusai, and I had looked at it without Rav Nosson Zal's permission. Not that Rav Nosson Zal was searching through Rav Nosson Zal's things. Obviously, this was something on a table that he noticed And then as soon as he realized what it was, he was afraid it shouldn't come out disrespectful, chas v'shalom, that he should try to memorize it. V'acharkach, b'yoyim aleph, b'eis shalakachti reshus me'itoy loshev l'beisi. This was on Shabbos. Then on Sunday, afterwards, when I was saying goodbye to Rabbeinu Zal, dibarti imoy, I spoke to him, v'shalti mimenu shi'igala li'asura kapitlanal. I spoke to Rabbeinu Zal, and I asked him to please tell me what the 10 kapitlach are. Ki odati shekvarheim nershomim etzlei kanal, because I already knew that Rabbeinu Zal had it written down, and that he knew exactly which ones it was. V'loi rotzo, and Rabbeinu Zal didn't want to. V'omar, and he said, sheyihye eis achar lozeh, there'll be another time for this. V'holachti meitoy, and I left Rabbeinu Zal. Acharkach somoch loisehu eis, afterwards, close, not too long after, be'eis shoyisi ani beveisi b'nemarov, at a time that I was in the city of Nemarov, Rav Nosson Zal writes, that's where he lived at the time. Rabbeinu Zal was living in Breslov at the time. Rav Nosson Zal lived in a city that was close by. Oz gilo ho asora kapitel tehillim lifnei horav depoi Breslov, for lifnei chaveri Rav Naftoli b'nemarov. Then Rabbeinu Zal revealed what the 10 chapters were exactly, and he revealed it to two people. One was Reb Aaron Zal, the Rav of the city of Breslov, the Poisek, the Dayon of the city of Breslov, and the second was Rav Naftoli Zal, who was one of Rav Nosson Zal's closest friends. V'yichad oisom le'edus al zeh, and Rabbeinu Zal designated these two as Edim. V'kach omar lohem, and this is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal said to these two. Heyois be'inyin zeh hayadua, nilkodim bevadai shloisho chelkei ho'olam, since 3/4 of the world get hurt by this avera, are nichshal in this avera, rachmona litzlon, ani loikeach eschem le'edus, I'm declaring you two as witnesses, v'teidu, and you should know, she'elu hayud kapitel tehillim mo'ilim mo'oid mo'oid le'tikun keri. Rabbeinu Zal said, I want you to be witnesses in knowing that these 10 kapitlach of Tehillim help very, very much to correct this sin, rachmona litzlan. V'heim tikun gomor, it's a complete tikun, u'moil mo'oid mo'oid, and it helps very, very much. This is what saying these 10 chapters of Tehillim is. V'yeshmi sheikroloi al yidei ribu yachilu shtiyo, there are people whereby this item happens to them because of overeating or overdrinking shortly before going to sleep. Oy al yidei chulshes vayefus, or because of the fact that the person is overtired or weak. Oy al yidei sheinoi shechev koroi, or because the person doesn't sleep properly. The Gemara says a person's supposed to sleep a certain way. When a person lays down, a person's not supposed to sleep on their stomach or on their back. A person's supposed to sleep on the side, bedafka. V'chol zeh einoi klum. Rabbeinu Zal said that when this item happens to a person as a result of these reasons, the eating or these things, then it's nothing. V'hu kama gam yesh sheshemer moisei milamalo. Also, Rabbeinu Zal says, there are times that kaviyochel, they watch over him from above, they watch over the person, they protect the person from above, v'nitzol min hamikra, and the person is saved from having this item happen. Oy shehamazel shemer oisei v'nitzol, or his mazel guards over him and he's protected. Gam lefa'omim nidme lahotam b'sheina b'chaloyim kilu hu noifel. There are times when a person is sleeping and dreaming, and in the dream a person gets like a feeling like they're falling, v'acharkach misoirer mishinosoi, and then afterwards the person wakes up from their sleep. Gam zeh min hashamayim shematzilan oisem yizeh. And this is also something that happens from heaven, whereby the person is being saved and protected from this item. Rak mi sheikro lechas v'shol machmas hirhurim. However, a person to whom this item happens to them as a result of the fact that they think thoughts during the day that they're not supposed to. Mizeh nivroim mamish klipois chas v'shalom. This chas v'shalom actually creates forces of tumah, kemavura b'sforim, as is brought in many sforim, in the Zohar HaKadosh many, many times, and in the Gemara in several places, and throughout these Sifrei Musar, and the Reishis Chochma, other sforim. Avol mi sheyoymar ba'oisai hayoyim elu hayud kapitel tehillim, but Rabbein Ezal said, a yid, a Jew who will say these 10 chapters of Tehillim on that day, bevadai yisakein boze ma'oid ma'oid, certainly will correct through this very, very much. V'kamo v'kamo tzadikim gedoilim sherotzu la'amoid alinyin zeh, Rabbein Ezal says there were many, many great tzadikim who tried to figure this out, who tried to find out what item is the tikkun akloli, v'nesiyagu limtzei lazeh tikkun gomor, and they struggled to try to find a complete tikkun for this item, uktsosom lo yodu klal mahu inyan zeh, and there were some of them who didn't know at all what this is about, what the cause, what the tikkun for this is, baruchnius. And there were some tzaddikim who began to discover the information that would lead to this tikkun, but they passed away while they were in the middle, and they weren't zeche to complete finding the knowledge for this item regarding this tikkun. Veli, and Rabbein Ezal said, however, for me, to me, Ozar HaKodesh Hashem Yisborach, Hashem helped me, Shezuchisi Lamoid Al Zeh B'Shlemus, that I was zeichet to complete this item 100%. I was zeichet to discover this and to realize this 100%. The Inyan Tikkun Zeh Al Yidei Amira Sayud Kapitel Telmanal, Hu Dovor Chodosh Legamri Chidish Nifla, Ki Hu Tikkun Nifla V'Noira Ma'oid Ma'oid. And Rabbein Ezal said, this item, this discovery of these 10 chapters of Tehillim is a wondrous chiddush. It's something brand new that no other tzaddik had discovered and understood how this was the tikkun for this item. Umi sheyuchal leilech lemikvah achakach yoimrom, a person who could go to the mikvah and then say these 10 kapitlach, bevadai matoiv, certainly that's very good. Ach afiluim hu onus sheyef shalit boil, but even if the person is in a situation where they can't toivel, kigoin shehu chayla, for example, a person is sick, a type of illness where he's not supposed to go to the mikvah, oy shehu baderech, or the person is traveling, he's on a plane, or something like that, where there's no opportunity to go to the mikvah, afal pikein im yoimrom ashrei loy. Still, if the person will be zeicha to say these 10 chapters, Ashrei loy, he's very, very lucky. Ki heim tikkun godol v'noira ma'oid, because this is a very great, wondrous, awesome tikkun. V'im yoimram b'kavono koroi b'vadai ma'toiv. And if the person is zeichet to say them with the proper kavona, concentrating when he's saying it, certainly it's very, very good. Ach gam hu amira bi'atzmo mesugol ma'oid. But in this case, even just saying the words, even without thinking any special thoughts at the time, is also very, very good. Va'omar and Rabbein Ezal said, Ki lo noida zois miyoim b'riyas ha'olam. This was not known from the time that Hashem created the world. And Rabbein Ezal also said, Mistamo hoyisi roitza levatel zois legamri. Obviously, were it possible, I would have wanted to eliminate this problem completely from Klal Yisrael. Ach i'efshe zois loy begashmius loy beruchnius. However, it's not possible to eliminate this item, not from a physical standpoint and not from a spiritual standpoint. Begashmius i'efshe, physically it's not possible. Ki hoyetzorich levatel uleshanois hateva shel klolius bnei odom bitmidis, because this would require changing human nature on a consistent basis, not just for a minute or two, but forever, causing a change in the way the human body works forever. V'ze dovor she'i efsher, and that's something that's impossible. Ki afilu Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom v'ki yoytze shebitel ateva, because even Moshe Rabbeinu and other great tzaddikim who were able to perform miracles where they changed nature, hoyorak lefisho, it was only for a short, a limited period of time. ubedovar proti, and regarding one specific item, kigoin kriyas yamsuf, for example, the splitting of the Red Sea, oy bekiyas hayarden, or when Yeshua split the Yarden, ukiyotze, or other examples, shohiorak lefisho, it was only temporary, it was for an hour or for a day, something like that. But to change the nature of mankind, of all people in the world, right, because each and every single person must overcome and change his own nature. And also, in other words, Rabbi Nizal is pointing out that you can't do this across the board. You would have to do each and every single human being separately to change his own nature, because each person is like a world. And to do it on a permanent basis, that's something that's impossible. Period. And Rabbi Nizal said, Baruch Nias also, it's not possible. Hashem wants this item to be in the world, this test, this nisoyin, this michshoil, and each and every person has to go through their own battle in dealing with this. Acho, Asura kapitel, heim dovor niflo v'yokor umoyil ma'oid. But these 10 kapitel has something wondrous and very precious, and it helps very, very much. Gam yichad oisam le'edus, and Rabbi Nizal also designated these two, Rab Aaron Zal, the Rov of Breslov, and Rab Naftali Zal, as witnesses. V'omar, and he said, shegam ki yimlu yomov, that Rabbi Nizal said, even after I will finish my days in this world, azai achar istalkusai, then after I leave this world, after I pass away, mi sheyovoy al kivroi, v'yomar shom elu asor kapitel telemanal, any person that will come to my grave, Rabbi Nizal said, and will say these 10 chapters of Tehillim there, v'yitein pruto litztoko, and the person will give a small amount of money for tztoko, even a small amount of money for tztoko, afilu im godlum va'otzmu avoynoiso v'chatov mo'oid mo'oid chas v'shom, even if that person has done very, very, very many aveirois, rachmona litzlan, azai es ameitz ve'eshtadeh lo'erech lo'roichov lo'ishio lo'saknoi. Rabbi Nizal said, I'll do everything possible in my power to help this person and to correct this person. And here it's not brought, in the Sipurim Isis it's brought, that Rabbi Nizal used the Loshin, that I'll pull the person out of Gehenna by his payas if I have to. Because even if the person is already in Gehenna, I'll pull that person out of Gehenna. Va'ani chozok ma'oid b'chol hadvorim sheli. And Rabbi Nizal said that I'm very, very positive about anything that I say. Ach bozeh ani chozok b'yoyser. But regarding this subject, the Tikkun HaKloli, I'm more positive about this than anything else. She'elu hayud kapitel mo'ilim mo'id mo'id. That these 10 chapters help very, very, very much. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. Rabbi Nizal says, continuing, ki kol aveira yesh lo tikkun miyuchad. Rabbi Nizal says that each and every single aveira has a specific tikkun for that aveira, something that helps specifically for that aveira. Avol tikkun hanal, but this item, these 10 kapitlach, he tikkun hakloli. It's something that helps any one of the aveiras of the whole Torah, any type of aveira that any yid could have done, these 10 chapters can help all of it. We mentioned in the previous year that in Torah Chof Tes, in Likud Maran Chelek Aleph, there Rabbi Nizal explains, he proves, showing from the Torah, how and why correcting this item automatically affects a tikkun to all 613 parts of the body, all the shasagidin, etc. There Rabbi Nizal explains it in great detail. Gam Omaroz, Rabbi Nizal also said then, She'inyan hanal shel elu yud kapitel tilim, yoimru v'yigalu b'fnei hakoil. Rabbi Nizal said that this item should be revealed and publicized to everybody. All Yidden should be told about this. The Omar and Rabbi Nizal said, Afal pi shehu dovor kal, loimar yud kapitel tilim, even though it's very easy for a Jew to say 10 chapters of Tehillim, it's something that takes approximately 10 minutes. If a person says it slowly, afal pikein, still, gam ze yihye koved ma'oid l'kayim. This also will be very difficult for people, for the world, to accept and to do. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, V'chein niskayim ato b'avoneseinu harabim. And we see that this prophecy of Rabbeinu Zal has come true in our time. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shemachmas ribuy hamachloikis, because of the tremendous machloikis against Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbeinu Zal's followers, Roiv hahamoin rechoikim ma'oid l'kayim zois. The majority of Klal Yisrael is very, very far from following this simple Eitzah. And Rabbeinu Zal revealed this in advance. Rabbeinu Zal said clearly, don't worry, you'll see that the majority of the world, the Jewish world, the frum world, is going to miss out on this. They're not going to be zeich, even though it's a simple item. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Va'anachnu osinu ma shemutol aleinu. We have fulfilled our responsibility, lohidia hatikun l'kol hachofetz lehestaken, to reveal to whoever wants to know about this, we have publicized it to the world to let people know that there is such a tikkun. V'chol echod hatoiv bein of yase, and let each and every single Jew do what they think is right. Let them do what they feel comfortable with. Hashemea yishma, whoever listens, will listen. V'hachod el yechdal, and whoever wants to try, will try. Va'anachnu es nafshenu hitzalnu, and we have saved our own nefoshes. We who are zeche to be from those people that say these 10 kapitlach, we have saved ourselves by following Rabbeinu Zal's advice. Then Rav Nosson Zal brings a short item, the fact that it's found in one or two svarim, that they quote the 10 kapitlach of Tehillim, and they quote it in the name of a different sefer, the sefer Asori Hilulim. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, this is a mistake, because if you look at when those svarim were printed, they were all printed after Rabbeinu Zal passed away. There's no question at all that they came out with it after Rabbeinu Zal did. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the only thing I could say possibly to excuse the fact that they didn't quote it in Rabbeinu Zal's name is, we know that the Gemara says that you're allowed to lie for the sake of shalom. Sometimes a person is allowed to disguise something, to hide something, if it's for the sake of peace. Could be that the author of that sefer, because he knew that if he would quote this item in the name of Rabbeinu Zal, people might not accept it, therefore he left Rabbeinu Zal's name out in discussing it. And he quoted it, the author of the Tikkun Shabbos, quoted it in the name of the sefer Asori Hilulim. But the fact is, Rav Nosson Zal writes, that this is Rabbeinu Zal's Tikkun, and Rav Nosson Zal writes, V'toimrom b'shem Rabbeinu Zal. And when a Jew says the Tikkun HaKloli, he should say it in Rabbeinu Zal's name. Just as the Gemara talks about telling over a Dvar Torah, if a Yid was zeicha that his Rebbe taught him an item of Gemara or another item like that, it's a mitzvah to tell it over in the name of the one that you heard it from. There's a special mitzvah to do that. We have the Yontif of Purim coming up in less than 2 weeks. We know that the whole miracle of Purim came about through Vatoimer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. The fact that Esther Amalka told over to Achashverosh regarding two people that were plotting his death, and she told it over in the name of Mordechai, that's what gave Mordechai Atzadik the power later, the whole incident where Haman was defeated. The Gemara says, Kol Emer Dofa B'Shem Oimroi Mevi Geula Loilam. He can rescue the whole Klal Yisrael, as happened in that case. So here also Rav Nosson Zal says that when a Jew says these 10 kapitlach, he should have Rabbeinu Zal in mind. He should have in mind that Rabbeinu Zal was the one who revealed to us this tikkun. Why? B'chdei shesivsois of yihiyu doivavois. So that Rabbeinu Zal's lips should move in his grave. When a person says it over with that kavona, he actually makes it that it's as if Rabbeinu Zal himself was saying the 10 kapitlach at that time. Asher kol ha-tzadikim mizgagim lozeh, that all the tzadikim yearn to have this zuchus, that people should say over divrei Torah in their name, they should be zeicha that even after they pass away, their lips should move in saying over these divrei Torah. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that this is what strengthened me to reveal all of this. This is what gave me the self-confidence and the initiative, the drive to reveal all of this. Uzechusoi yamoid lonu. Rabbeinu Zal Zchus should stand by us. Umikol pegomeinu v'tzoresenu yisakneinu v'yoshenu amen ken yirotzoin. And we should be, he should fix and help us regarding all of our pegomim and all of our tzores. Anybody that thinks about what's written here understands the seriousness of this item and how privileged a yid has to be who zeicha to know of this item. I remember, here again, there's certain things that a person, unfortunately, there are certain things that can't necessarily be duplicated as a person gets older. But when a person is zeicha to be young, a teenager, those years, and a person is zeicha that Hashem gives them a certain degree of simpleness and sincerity, and to have this information revealed at that time, the feeling of how much a person appreciates this, the zechus of knowing that you're aware of something that the majority of the world is not aware of, and they're not aware of it because they don't want to be aware of it. Many of them don't want help. They don't want to tikkun. Not to say that, so then that means each and every one of us did want to tikkun. That's why we got it, because we wanted and we searched. Also not necessarily. But to many of us, we know that this is a chesed chinam. This is a gift from Hashem, that Hashem singled us out to be zeicha, to be from those who don't throw stones at the tzaddikim amitim, who don't make fun of the words of a tzaddik emes. On the contrary, those who are privileged to accept this advice, b'pshitus u'b'tmimus, and to say these kapitlach of Tehillim, knowing that this will definitely help. Knowing that there wasn't any other big tzaddik that came along and said, I know this doesn't help. Period. Because we know that that could never happen. Ashrei, ashrei to the person that zeicha to make a kviyas out of this, to be zeicha to say this consistently with tmimus every day, to say this with a kavona that this is an eraser. Not that this gives me a license to do averis, but when I come to say it, I have a kavona, I think, I concentrate on the fact that I know that this is so powerful that there's nothing that I could do wrong that this item can't correct, it can't fix, it can't help. And when a person realizes that, that should give a person a simcha and a hislavus to say these 10 kapitlach with his chachis, to say it brand new every day, like a major discovery, something that's very, very special. Now on this item, there's still a lot more to say. It's not necessarily, right now, it's not necessarily the time to say it. In Likutei Halachos, and also the Meforshim in the back, quote many, many tens of references throughout the Zohar HaKadosh where this topic is brought in Parshas Noach, in all other places, showing how this item is unique in that it affects the whole Koyma. We know that the whole world, the blueprint of the world is Hashem Kaviyachol, and the 10 Midas of Hashem, the 10 attributes of Hashem, correspond to the whole person. The 10 Sfirois, Chochma Bino Das, Keser Chochma Bino, Chesed Gvura Teferes, Netzach Hod Yisoid Malchus, that refers to the whole Shleimus of the whole world. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this Pegam specifically, because of the fact that this item originates in the brain, and it extends down to the Yisoid, which is the end, the culmination of all 10 Sfirois, and also affects the Malchus itself. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, Ki hishchis kol bosor es darkoi al ha'oretz. We know that Eretz is Malchus, the Eretz Miskema Maloi, so that shows that this Pigam begins in Chochma, it begins in the Moichim, and reaches all the way to the Malchus. This is something that affects everything, head to toe. Therefore, the tikkun that's needed for this is something that could affect the tikkun also from head to toe. These 10 kapitlach, which correspond to the 10 spheroids, that represent this tikkun that's so high that it can cleanse every single part of a person's body, baruchnius, for sure, in terms of any item that a person could require cleaning in.
Person does an aver of chilul bris intentionally, does it the worst way, and he says tikkun hakoli. To what extent does it really clean out? Does it erase that sin?
The answer is, Rabbeinu Zal says that this definitely helps, 100%. If a person does a sin intentionally, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't say here necessarily that the person will not have to undergo any other punishment. Here again, according to the person's intentions, according to the person's sincerity, according to the person's efforts, all of that's going to determine how easy it's going to be misaken this person. Once the person has said these 10 kapitlach, the person is availing themselves to a tikkun. Now the tikkun is there, it's possible to be misaken the person. How difficult it's going to be, how much pain is involved, how much suffering or other things that a person could affect.
So this isn't the whole tikkun itself?
The answer is, it is a whole tikkun. You're saying, in other words, is it only this and nothing else? Now, is that once a person said this, it will not require anything else? Definitely not. Proof is, we see that mikveh is involved. That's why I read this item in full detail. We see that mikveh also helps. We see that saying it with kavona also makes a difference. The fact that we're being told these items means that you should know, on the lowest level, simple, plain pusher, just saying the words, without kavonos, without anything, definitely helps a lot. Period. That's a fact. Now, a person, according to how many levels a person wants to go, because it's not no two people are equal, and no two tikkun haklolis are equal, and it's understood that according to the sincerity and the seriousness with which a person takes to this and understands it and tries to really, really do tshuva, all of that definitely has bearing.
This isn't part of the person is a mikra, as shown, and he says to Tikkun. It's like he has nothing to worry about afterwards. Like he doesn't have to worry. Like without Tikkun Kali, you can go to mikra and everything. He's still groping for more ways of doing tshuva, but you feel you never can rest.
For sure, that statement Rabbeinu Zal did make, that once a person says these 10 kapitlach, he does not have to worry anymore. Period. That's for sure.
So does that go to anything else more than a mikra, where a person does an aver and says Tikkun HaKol, where he can feel safe, he doesn't have to grope, like what other tshuva do I have to do to eliminate this?
I don't know if I could necessarily say. I don't know if I'm an author, if I'm an authority to be able to say. It seems, from Rabbeinu Zal's words, it seems that this item is a tremendous tikkun, and it's even misaking this thing. Even when it comes to this thing, once you say tikkun haklali, you don't have to worry, which would seem to imply alachas kama v'kama other things. Now again, that's not to say that a person shouldn't try to cry in tefillah and other things and all other tikkunim, but there's a certain element, a certain degree of worry that falls away as a result of saying tikkun haklali. That, it seems, Rabbeinu Zal definitely is saying. Again, in this sefer itself, Rabbeinu Zal discusses tshuva, he discusses tainus, fasting, he discusses other things. So it's not to say that saying tikkun haklali negates all other aspects of religion, all other elements of tshuva. But in many respects, this is the most important one, the most all-encompassing one, and it could even affect the most serious sin.
But this isn't even for this. Mekrahai doesn't seem to be the most serious sin because it's not intentional. There are things in Chulbris.
On the contrary, Rabbeinu Zal, that's here again. People, I don't know if people weren't concentrating enough. Rabbeinu Zal said clearly in the paragraph that this item, Mikra, can come as a result of a variety of reasons. 9 out of 10 of them are insignificant. If it happens, it's nothing. The one case where it happens as a result of actions that the person did during the day, a person was maharher bayoyim, a person had bad thoughts during the day in a manner that they weren't supposed to, willingly, and that's one of the items that causes this item to happen, then it is intentional. It is to a degree intentional, and then it's considered, Rachmona Litzlan, a very, very serious thing. Where the Zohar Kodesh uses a wording that this sin is unique over all other sins, Rachmona Litzlan.
What is mikra?
We said in the beginning of the shiur that that's not something that could be that could be explained until a person gets older. That's a shame.
I think the special things have said that the person that said even couldn't change teva. Then we have cases
permanently.
We have cases in the Gemara where they did rebut the title of Avodah Zarah completely, And they actually did mevatel this taiva until they saw that because of different reasons it wasn't workable, so they blinded it, etc. But we see, for instance, for Beit Zera, they did do away with it, and here also they were able to do it.
Could be the, what he's referring to is a statement of the Gemara. The Gemara says at one point that the Chachomim got together and they were mevatel the desire for Avodah Zorah. Could be that that's not considered an item that's within the physical teva of a person in the same manner as Tikkun HaBris. In other words, even though that's presented as a taiva, I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's to be compared. This is something that deals with the physical makeup of a person, a chamimus within a person, and it deals with an organ in the body within the person that's specifically related to this item. Whereas the taiva for Avodah Zorah, it seems, was more of a mental item, not so much within the nature, the physical nature of a human being. That's number one. And number two, it seems from the maskona, the Gemara there, to support what Rabbeinu is all saying, that the Chachomim made an attempt to mevatel this, and they saw that it wasn't possible because of the fact that the design of creation was such that the whole perpetuation of mankind, the whole continuing to have children, is dependent on this. It's impossible one without there's no way to rule it out completely. This must be there for this and this purpose, and therefore, once it has to be there, there's no other way than the whole picture being present. That's the way it seems.
Also, as far as the Tehillim is made of Saramini and Nagina, and these 10 Tehillim correspond to these Saramini and Nagina, does that mean to say the rest of the Tehillim does not correspond, that these are remaining?
We said very clearly that when Rabbeinu Zal first revealed this, he emphasized that any 10 Kapitlach of Tehillim correspond, in a sense, to these Saramini and Nagina. Just as we have a rule throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, and this is mentioned very often in Rabbeinu Zal's writings, Rabbi Nosson Zal's forum, that when we talk about Kiddusha, when we use the term Chesed in Kiddusha, it's understood that Chesed has in it some Gevura, and Gevura has in it some Chesed. All the Midos are intermingled. There's no such thing as an entity, you know, as a unique, distinct entity that's pure chesed, pure this. Everything is intermingled. There could be more chesed in it than din. Or this compared to that could be a concept of chesed compared to something else. That same item could be a bechin of din. So therefore, this shows itself also in this, you know, the kapitlach of Tehillim. If we say that all 150 kapitlach of Tehillim are based on the Asura Mina Negina, it's understood that, in a sense, there could be a concept of slicing up the 150 kapitlach and defining 10 groups, 10 pockets, and putting different kapitlach into each one of these 10 pockets. Although, definitely assuming and agreeing that each one of the ones from an individual pocket also has in it, to some degree, some aspect, some nekutos of the other ones. No question. Just like you have chesed shebechesed, gvura shebechesed, you know, etc. It's 100% the same thing applies here. And that's the point that Rabbeinu Zal made in the beginning. Afterwards, in revealing these 10, he made it clear that out of all the kapitlach, these 10 are the ones that are most outstanding, most prominent in representing the Asura Mina Negina, and when put together bedafke in this formula, saying them consecutively, first kapitel to Zion, then Lamed Beis, not switching around the order at all, bedafke in this sequence, they are able to affect more of a tikkun than if you would say any 10 kapitlach. But he definitely did make it clear that any 10 kapitlach have in them a bechina of this tikkun.
Did David Hamelach know about Chesed when he wrote
them? It seems, yeah. In other words, did he know which ones were the 10? Rabbeinu Zal seems to say definitely not. That this is something that all tzaddikim wanted and they were not zeicha to get to know this. That's what Rabbeinu Zal seems to say. It's understood that from the Odom Rishon knew about this in a sense. Odom Rishon was the one who said, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, when Cain did tshuva for killing Hevel, etc., a whole Indian over there, which was also an Indian of Pigama Bris. He killed Hevel because he had a taiva for the fact that Hevel had two wives and he only had one. Cain only had one. Hevel had two twin sisters and Cain had one, and in those days they used to marry their sisters. That was also an Indian of Chilla Bris. And it was then that Adam Rishon, when Adam Rishon heard that Hashem was willing to pardon the sin of Cain, that's when Adam Rishon said, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. And in the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, we find the whole remez for the Tikkun HaKloli. The whole Inyan, Alei Osor Va'alei Novel Kisim, Va'alei Goyin Bechinor Kisim Achtani Hashem Befo'olecho B'masyet. That's all the whole concept of Tikkun HaBris. This Kisim Achtani, which is the opposite of Lil, Yololo. And this Alei Osor, Alei Novel, refers to this song of ten stanzas, all referring to this Seid. But it seems that even though they said these things, they didn't necessarily know what they were. Just like the question was once put to Rav Nosson Zal, that when we have Sforim today that have, let's say, 10 different interpretations on a statement in the Gemara, 10 different chidushim, interesting items, brought out regarding a statement in the Gemara or a story in the Gemara, does that imply that the Tana in the Gemara who made this statement, that he knew these 10 interpretations? And Rav Nosson Zal answered clearly, definitely not. However, because the Tanoim spoke with Ruach HaKodesh, because their words they spoke were Shechina Medaberes Mitoy Groina, the Shechina spoke from their mouth, their words were said with such holiness that it was possible to be given and presented in such a way that others later would discover all of these different Shotim within their words. That was, it was in their words, and yet they weren't aware of it. Baruch Hashem.